This place is known as Brahmagiri. Brahmagiri means the mountain of Lord Brahma. This used to be a mountain before, just as Nilagiri, Niladri, Nilachal, the Blue Mountain. This was also a mountain, but in course of time, it all got covered with sand. And so you don't see the mountain. The mountain is there under the sand, actually. So Brahma came on top of this mountain to meditate upon Krishna, Narayan. And the Supreme Lord became pleased and appeared to him. And when Brahma told him that he wanted his mercy to be constantly be showered upon him, the Lord actually told him, okay, so I'll manifest here myself as in my forearm form. And this deity is non-different from Shaligram Shila, black stone. And so the Lord manifested here, and Brahma, in order to worship the Lord, he got the pujaris from South India. Those pujaris are from Sri Sampradaya. And Sri Sampradaya has 12 alwars, 12 associates, pure devotees of the Lord. Therefore, there the Lord is known as Alwarnath. Those alwars are the pure devotees of the Lord. And they had beautiful pastimes with the Lord. Each one of them had wonderful pastimes. Someday maybe we can discuss about that also. Actually, there's so much to say that you can't cover everything. As once you start speaking about someone, the other considerations come up immediately. So the Lord appeared here and became known as Alwarnath. So Alwarnath, from Alwarnath, it became Alarnath. Alwar to Alar. Alwar. And then from there, Lord became Alalnath. From Alwarnath. From Alwarnath to Alarnath, Alarnath to Alalnath. And the Lord is present here with Rukmini and Satyabhama. You must have seen the deities. Rukmini and Satyabhama are there in the same stone. And then there are Lalita and Vishakha on two sides above. And then there is Lakshmi Devi and Saraswati Devi. So this is how the Lord is present here. And he has been worshipped for, with time you cannot really measure, since when he had been worshipped, he is being worshipped. And there is a beautiful anecdote. At one time there was a pujari called Sri Ketan. And on some work he had to go out of the place, somewhere else. So he told his little son, to offer the bhoga to the Lord. So his name is Madhusudan actually. So father told him to make the offering. So he took the offering and prayed to the Lord, "My Lord, please eat this offering." So after making the offering, he left. Because after making the offering, you go out so that the Lord eats. And he just started to play with his friends. After some time, he came back and he found that the plate was just as it was. So he again appealed to the Lord. This is the offering that my father asked me to make for you. So please take this. Then after some time when he came back, he found that the offering is still there. And so he started to cry, that I have been asked to make the offering and you are not accepting this offering. My father will get upset with me. And he started to cry. And he again said, please take it. And he left. This time when he came back, he found that the plate was empty. So the family generally, so the mother, when he took the plate, and I said, what happened to the food offered to the Lord? He said, Lord ate it all. So mother became doubtful. But still she accepted. Asked, you didn't eat it, no? He said, no, the Lord took it. And in this way, for 3 days he made the offering, and 3 days the Lord took the prasad. And for 3 days the family fasted, because there was no prasad. So the father came back and mother told everything. So father started to chastise that you must have eaten it. This murti can, he never eats. He cannot eat. The son said, no, I did. He did eat. So then the father said, okay, you make the offering. And he was hiding behind a pillar. And he saw that the Lord is eating. And because he was not, he didn't have full faith in the Lord's transcendental form, he couldn't accept that. He just held the hand. Said, if you eat up everything, then what will be left for us? We'll be starving. And while he did that, the hot sweet rice, which was in the Lord's hand, just fell off. And the mark is still there, you can see. The sweet rice, hot sweet rice, burnt the Lord's hand. All the other three hands are perfect, but this hand is burnt. And the Lord then told him that since you don't have faith in me, my transcendental form, in the garb of a brahmana, you are actually a materialist. You're simply concerned about your material need. You can't depend upon me. So as a result of your offense, all your family, all the other people here will die. And gradually, except Madhu, everybody gradually died. So Madhu continued his service. But finally, the Lord instructed Purushottam Dev. You remember that yesterday I mentioned about Purushottam Dev, husband of Padmavati, the princess of Kanchi. So he instructed Purushottam Dev because the whole place became completely deserted. There was no one. So Purushottam Dev re-established the worship of the Lord. And he got two brahmanas. In the brahmanas, they have gotras. In the Vedic culture, everybody has a gotra. They they descend from some sage. So one Brahmana came from Bharadvaj Gotra and the other one came Vasishta Gotra. The Brahmana who is worshipping, who was from Bharadvaj Gotra, he was given the responsibility to worship the Lord. And the one who was from Vasishta Gotra, he was given the service to dress the deity, Sringar of the deity, and cooking for the Lord. And still now the descendants of those two families are actually living here. It's a long time, so they have many, increased the number, the family, and they all are actually taking care of, those families are taking care of the deity. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very attached to Alalnath. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India or on the pretext of pilgrimage, then thousands of devotees were following him from Jagannath Puri. And when they came here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them all to go back. So from here they actually all, on Mahaprabhu's order, they went back to Puri, and Mahaprabhu carried on with just one servant, Krishna Das, whom Nityananda Prabhu gave. And also after completing his 6 years, his South Indian pilgrimage, he came here, and the devotees all came upon receiving the news, came here to see him, and with them Mahaprabhu went back. Even the King Prataprudra came to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you see, Jagannath for 15 days after Shnan Jatra, the concept is that Jagannath is bathed. But he is bathed with so much water that he gets fever. And for 15 days before Ratha Jatra, he is bedridden, sick. So during that time, no one gets the darshan of Lord Jagannath. So during that time, when Mahaprabhu couldn't see Lord Jagannath, otherwise Mahaprabhu used to go to the temple every day. He would go to the temple every day to have the darshan of Lord Jagannath. And then he would go and see Haridas Thakur. So Mahaprabhu used to go and have the darshan of Lord Jagannath. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath himself, used to go to Haridas Thakur to give him his darshan. So that is how Bhakta Vatsal, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is. So Mahaprabhu used to feel so heartbroken not having the darshan of Lord Jagannath, that for those 15 days he used to come and take shelter of Alalnath here. And then for Ratha Yatra, he used to go there. Also, whenever Mahaprabhu used to get upset, he used to threaten that, okay, I'm leaving. I'll go to Alalnath. You all stay here. I'm just going to stay at Alalnath. So, and these are the wonderful pastimes here. And coming here, you can see that how real these pastimes are. Like in the West, do you find any shrine or any monument or any such, even a grave for Superman? What to speak of Spider-Man? And what not. Now they've come with Ant-Man. So That's the difference, you know, like they are dealing with falsity, fiction. But here it is not. You see, one thing in the Vedic culture, there was no room for lies. There's no room for lies. That reminds me one thing. When I was young, I was very fond of reading novels and other such books. And my aunt, my father's elder sister, used to get very upset when she would see. And she used to say, reading novels and dramas and I couldn't understand why she used to feel so upset. Later on, after coming to ISKCON, I actually realized why. Because these are all fictions. These are all concocted stories. And the Vedic culture was that everything must be based on the truth. No writing should be presented unless it is the truth or the absolute truth. So when you are dealing with absolute, when the whole culture is based on truth in such a way, how can anyone think that these are stories, these are fiction, these are fairy tales? And when you come here, we see, actually that's why when you come to Krishna consciousness, one thing is make sure that you don't deviate from accepting everything is the truth and nothing but the truth. Whatever has been presented in the scriptures is the truth. Don't worry about what the world says. Don't worry about what the world thinks. You become fixed up on your conviction. So, anyway, so today, now I have to leave, and a happy pilgrimage for rest of the day. I think you all will take breakfast now. Have a heavy breakfast. No. Don't take such a heavy breakfast. Because when you go back, you'll have your lunch. And then at around 6 o'clock, there'll be Jagannath Prasad. And as I mentioned yesterday, today's Jagannath Prasad is being sponsored by the devotees from UK. Everyone knows how to receive Jagannath's mercy through his devotees. Feed the devotees, please the devotees, the Lord will be pleased. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare Gaur. Srila Prabhupada.